How many think that if you use these words, it would really change your state? Let me see your hands. Say aye. So what's going to determine whether you do it or not? Well, decision, but can't you make a decision, though, and then not follow through, only follow through for a short period of time? Yeah, what do we have to do? We have to do what? Condition the what? Condition the pattern. How do you do that? Well, one way to make sure you do it is just practice doing it again and again and linking what to it. Imagine some situations. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale slowly. Close your eyes. And think of that negative word. Out of that list of three, pick the one that was the most negative word for you. It made you feel the worst. Out of the negative list you made. And when you remember what it was, say yes. Great. Now, as you think about that for a second, just for a second, remember how it makes you feel? Think of a place where that emotion would normally come up. And when you think of a situation where it would normally come up, say yes. Great. Now, I want you to imagine yourself going into that situation by simple rehearsal. I want you to go in, and I want you to see yourself going into that state, and right as you're about to, you turn that person or situation, you say, this, whatever your funny thing is, excuse me, no, you're tinkling me right now, whatever it is, and make yourself smile as you think about it. And then think of another one, and now make it happen rapidly. Think of several situations where you normally would get upset, and see yourself using this, and feel yourself feeling good inside. Smile while you're doing it. Make it like a cartoon, where everything looks animated. And do it a few times, again and again. See yourself using it in all kinds of situations, work situations, home situations. And each time you do it, see it working out where it makes things better for you and where they actually respond to you better. Where you're more resourceful because of it. Or you're witty, or you come up with something unique because of it, or it lowers your intensity and immediately feel better. Run at least 5 or 6 scenarios in your mind. The key is speed and emotion. Increase the emotional intensity of it. Make it more outrageous or more fun in some way. Till your brain begins to link some nice sensations to using in this future. Where would it be the best place to use this? Think about where it would be useful. Bumper-to-bumper traffic, somebody says something to you. Think about how good it would feel. What if you added to it saying this word and then laughing hysterically afterwards and you really fried their brain then? How about somebody trying to get you upset? And all of a sudden you say, you're tinkling me, and you go, ah. That would fry them pretty good, wouldn't it? And when you think you've got several places you could use this that your brain would be willing to try, not only try, but do and utilize, say yes. And before you open your eyes, ask that part of your brain, you're going to have to trust this, the part of your brain you normally trust to make your heart beat every day, ask that part of your brain if it would be willing to guide you into making this choice at least for the next 10 days and see if it works. But to do it consistently for 10 days to get a fair shake. And then notice if you get an image that says yes, or if you just have a feeling that, yeah, I'll do that. Or if you have a voice that says yes. Or if you just want to trust that it's there, say yes.
Yes.
And open your eyes, and then to ensure that the pattern is conditioned, you want to create an environment that supports you. The best and most simple way is to use some levers. You know what I did? I told all my friends. I said, you know, I used to always say I'm angry about this. Well, for the next week, I want to say instead I'm either annoyed or I'm peeved. So if I start saying, this really makes me angry, I'm giving you permission to nicely, in a loving way, say, tone, are you angry or are you peeved? At which point, I'll have a choice. I may say, I want to be angry, I'm angry, and you give me permission to do that. And as long as I know I don't have to give it up, I won't use it. And so sure enough, that's what I did. And only needed a few people, once or twice, to mention it to me, and I became anchored. Does that make sense? So that's what you're going to do. Now, when I'm listening to people talk, my brain is constantly listening for these things, because the minute you hear a word that doesn't make sense, would it make sense to interrupt the pattern at the point when the words are even being used? Would that affect what emotion somebody gets into, what beliefs they develop, yes or no? That's the basis where everything starts its structure. So if you can wipe it out before it ever gets built, you've got some real power in yourself and with other people.
So today's session has been a little longer than usual. But I hope you've gotten a lot of fabulous, extraordinary, unique, fantastic, and believable value out of it. You've already done your assignment today with the vehicle analysis and transformation and vocabulary exercises we did earlier. So you're off the hook for tonight. Start looking for new vehicles to meet your needs and start using those new words you came up with and see how it makes you feel. Okay, I know you're sad because I haven't given you an assignment. I guess you're the person that always wanted the bonus points in primary school, right? Okay, if you want bonus points, find someone and practice a skill that you aren't as sure of yet. Maybe it's one of the skills from today's session. Maybe it's even a skill you learned earlier in the program. Either way, remember, practice is how you're going to get better. See you tomorrow.